Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, do we have a caller already on the phone lines? We haven't even started this show yet. I see the phone line. Oh, maybe not. Maybe not. I was like, oh, man, this is either going to be the most random phone call of the day or one of the most interesting phone calls of the day. But apparently somebody just left a message here. Let's see. How many people realize $80,000 is the affordable housing cutoff? All right. That was just an unnamed message, unnamed call-in message. Okay. Hey. All right. Let's see. Speaking of working class folks here, I almost forgot. I was just a few minutes ago. I was like, man, I still haven't done all my show prep, and I got in even earlier than normal today, and I still haven't caught up on everything. That always happens on a Monday. Today was one of those Mondays where your alarm goes off, and you're like, oh, why is my alarm going off? It's not Monday. And then you're like, oh, come on, it's Monday, for Pete's sake. Here we go. So that was today's oh, for Pete's sake moment already, was the alarm going off, and I was like, wait, it's not Monday. But at least I had a good weekend. Got out on the lake with some kids on Saturday. Charlie Kirk was guest hosting Fox and Friends weekend. So loaded up a car full of kids. And, man, it was great to have Charlie Kirk, chatting on Fox and Friends while I was, driving a bunch of kids out. Hopefully they listened in a little bit, because I know the young people are big fans of Charlie Kirk, Turning Point USA. We'll get to that here probably in this 6 o'clock hour of the show. But anyway, I'm so glad I remembered to go check out, the Daily Caller and the Daily Wire, along with the other. I got to pull up the Federalist still. There's still a few sources I haven't done my show prep on yet. But if you could pick one headline that would basically paint the picture of today's Democrat Party: anti-worker, anti-Semitic, elitist, anyway, if you could pick a headline that would sum up what a train wreck today's Democrat Party is, I think this headline kind of sums it up here. This is from thedailywire.com. Columbia University forced to pay off janitors who were held hostage by anti-Israel protesters. Man, they really packed in a whole lot into one headline there, didn't they? So, Columbia University, they didn't just, pay the janitors that were held hostage and tormented by these far left student activists and other, Democrat Party agitators that took over the campus. They were forced to take care of their own janitors. These elitist jerks don't even take care of the people that clean their campus. My goodness. And then, of course, it's just, a reminder that they allowed these anti-Semitic, anti-Israel protesters and mobsters to basically take over their campus for, man, how many days did that whole thing happen? There you go. That sums up the Democrat Party all in one headline. Columbia University forced to pay off janitors who were held hostage by anti-Israel protesters. Let's be honest, they're not only anti-Israel, they're anti-American protesters as well. And that is your Democrat Party right there. Anti-worker, could care less about the janitors.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see some sunshine into the day today, followed by a few afternoon showers and storms expected around the area, some of which could be strong, with high temperature readings up into the mid-80s. For tonight, chance for a scattered shower or storm mainly early on. Then lows reach about 53 in Bozeman to about 60 in Billings. The outlook for Tuesday does call for some sunshine, and then a chance for more afternoon showers and storms. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm Paul Trombley.
Securing America.
The president's nominee to become the next chief of naval operations, Admiral Darrell Caudle, recently appeared before the Senate Armed Services Committee, which will consider his nomination, where the admiral outlined his underlying principle for the Navy.
I view this nomination as a solemn opportunity to ensure our nation's maritime dominance is never surpassed by competitors or adversaries.
But Admiral Caudle admits there are challenges, especially from the Chinese, and the Navy has to both meet that challenge while still maintaining current standards.
Our maritime fighting forces must continue to be lethal, resilient, agile, and globally present, capable of deterring conflict and, when called upon, achieving decisive victory.
If confirmed, Carter would replace Admiral Lisa Franchetti, who was fired as Chief of Naval Operations shortly after President Trump took office. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
From Mundakistan to the Flathead, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
One of my favorite questions that one of my kids asked me here this year, one of my favorite questions that I was asked was, hey, Dad, have you ever heard of Charlie Kirk? No, never heard of Charlie Kirk. Who's Charlie Kirk? No, of course I've heard of Charlie Kirk. Why? He's like, man, I've been watching Charlie Kirk's videos, and man, his stuff is great. And I was like, man, that's, you know, you're like, you're doing the fist pump in the air. That's freaking awesome. You got one of your kids watching Charlie Kirk, listening to Charlie Kirk, catching Charlie Kirk stuff on, you know, wherever online. That is very good news. Driving one of the other kids and a bunch of his friends out to the lake on Saturday. And, you know, and what I'll do is sometimes I'll go listen. Well, I won't tell you how because we're on the radio. But anyway, I'll listen to Fox and Friends and I can skip through some of the commercials and things like that. So anyway, so we're driving out to the lake and, you know, of course, a lot of the kids are like, okay, now it's nap time before we get to the lake. And so I thought, you know what, I'm gonna rewind and go back and start Fox and Friends at about, 6 in the morning our time. So I turn it on and it's like, wait, is that Charlie Kirk? What's Charlie Kirk doing on Fox and Friends? Are they replaying an interview from Friday night or what? No, he was Charlie Kirk. Turning Point USA was one of the guest hosts on Fox and Friends Weekend Edition. So he was there with Rachel Campos, Duffy, and the whole crew. So it was great because you basically had a whole bunch of extended commentary with Charlie Kirk. And then, of course, he also jumped in on the interviews and asking questions and going back and forth with some of the guests as well. But I thought it was so cool that I had a carload full of kids and then Charlie Kirk is on the radio. And we were, one of the things he was talking about, I don't know if you guys watched Jesse Waters' program on Friday night. Jesse Waters had a montage. The Democrats are losing young people. Donald Trump has just, this is one more way that Donald Trump is saving America as we head into America's 250th birthday. The Democrats are losing young people. I mean, big surprise after they pushed all this COVID hysteria, they shut down schools, did these stupid mask mandates. So now they're trying to, and then, of course, all the radical transgenderism and shoving that down the kids' throats. So anyway, the Democrats had this big, like, Gen Z youth outreach event. They were trying to do a Democrat version of Turning Point USA and what Turning Point USA is doing on our college campuses, even right here in Montana, UM and MSU, for example. So they were trying to do their own thing. And listen to this nonsense. Let's see. This was from Fox and Friends. Oh, let me see here. Okay, here we go. The panda head moment. So I don't know if it's clear in this audio clip. Let me play it for you, and then we'll explain afterwards. This is a montage from the Democrats' Generation Z event, and they even brought Nancy Pelosi up there.
I want you to look at this week. The left had their own youth event, and it involved pandas, and it felt really sad. Watch.
My name is Jess. I go by she, her, they, them pronouns, y'all.
Right now we're in 2025, and obviously we know we're on the brink of climate catastrophe.
Our diversity is our strength.
Let's go! I can't see any of this.
Anyway, that was the guy that was cussing there was wearing this panda head and was talking to like a, you know, a crowd that was mostly empty. All these seats were empty. And then Kamala Harris followed him. They got some goofball in a panda head complaining that the crowd wasn't engaged. Anyway, it was just like, what in the world is going on here? Charlie Kirk and Rachel Campos Duffy, they were just talking about how the Democrat Party's in disarray, how poorly they are polling with the American people right now, and especially with young people.
Well, and also, you look at all the B-roll there from the Democrat event. Where's the patriotism? Where's the American flag? Where's the Americana?
What's it about?
I mean, again, you got David Hogg there, you know, the American symbol of masculinity, giving some speech about how they're losing young men. It's fine. You know, more power to them. I want them to keep on doing this. By the way, if you look at the picture, there's like 300 people. I mean, one of our breakout sessions was that size just a couple weeks ago. But it goes to show Democrats are losing young people in major numbers.
You bring up such a great point about patriotism. I remember touring a school a few years ago, trying to find the right school for my kid. And I went to a public school, and they had this tiny American flag in front of the principal's office. And then they had this giant LGBTQ rainbow flag. And I thought, you know, forget the politics behind gay, straight, whatever. You can't unite people around that flag. You can unite people around the American flag, which is, I think, what you've done. It's not just young people that they're losing. The entire party seems to be having an identity crisis.
Yeah, and Charlie Kirker, of course, made the point that here they got some goofball in a panda head costume. And then, you know, my pronouns are this. The young people are done with the stupid pronoun crap. In fact, a popular musician, I mean, is he a rapper or singer? I don't know. Caden might know who he is. Caden, you know who Tyler, the Creator, is? I've heard one of his songs. Maybe I've heard more and I just don't know it. But I've heard one of his songs. And one of his songs that's really popular with kids, with younger people at least, is where the guy basically says, I don't care what your stupid pronouns are. Of course, he uses a different phrase than what I just used. But Charlie Kirk also made a really good point. He talked about the three M's that he is encouraging young people all across America to do. The three M's: get married, start mating, and we need more mortgages. Marriage, mating, and mortgages, which is why President Trump is pressing, the Federal Reserve chairman to lower the interest rates to help young people, to help young families grow again.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. A House panel recently prepped a bill to tackle big changes in how college athletes are paid. GOP Florida Representative Gus Bilirakis just introduced a bill to create national standards for NILs dealing with name, image, and likeness. It would bar student athletes from being considered as university employees and carve out exceptions to antitrust law for conferences and the NCAA. Democrats on the subcommittee oppose the measure. They're concerned the legislation transfers power to the NCAA. The latest congressional effort to create a nationwide NIL standard comes just a month after a federal judge approved a settlement resolving antitrust lawsuits brought by former Division I athletes. Those athletes sought damages for NIL deals they were forced to forego. The settlement now allows universities to directly share revenues with college athletes. The debate over NILs began more than a decade ago. Former UCLA basketball player Ed O'Bannon sued the NCAA after his likeness was featured in a 2009 video game. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
What a great phone call to close out Friday's Montana Talks. We had an open lines Friday, and a Representative Jerry Schillinger from Circle on his way to Lewistown for the big VACOM grand opening. A $90 million investment estimated for by 2030. Yeah, so big news for the middle of Montana, but great surprise phone call. That's the best part of Montana Talks. You never know who's going to call in and what we're going to talk about. We take a statewide 9 to 10 right here.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network. I'm Lane Northlund.
USDA released its July cattle inventory and July 1 cattle on feed report on Friday. It's the first time the department released the July cattle inventory report since 2023 after skipping last year's mid-year update due to budget cuts. Regardless of that, the data in the report confirms the U.S. cattle herd and feedlot inventories continue to shrink. That trend is expected to support stronger cattle prices well into 2026 and beyond. As of July 1st, the nation's cattle herd totaled 94.2 million head, down 1% from 2023. Beef cows came in at 28.7 million, also down 1%, while beef replacement heifers fell 3%, signaling producers remaining cautious about rebuilding herds amid high costs and tight forage. The 2025 calf crop is pegged at 33.1 million head, down 1% from last year. As for feedlot inventories, they also slipped. Cattle on feed numbers showed 11.1 million head, 2% lower than a year ago. Heifer numbers in feedlots also dropped 5%, which is suggesting there are some producers holding back heifers to retain them for breeding. But again, a lot of factors will have to play into producers keeping them all the way through for their first calf. As for June placements, they were down 8%, while fed cattle marketings hit their lowest June level since records began back in 1996. Analysts are calling this a bullish report. Of course, for producers with cattle, these tighter supplies will mean continued strong calf and feeder calf prices throughout the summer and fall. But whether the herd starts to rebuild will depend on profitability, weather, and confidence in the year ahead.
When you add the Farm Bureau member affiliation to your rewards account, you unlock Platinum One equipment discounts, big to small, farm to front yard. As a Farm Bureau member, you're eligible for instant savings on a range of John Deere products, from lawn tractors to skid steers to utility vehicles and more. Plus, save money on home and workshop products at shop.deere.com. John Deere discounts are just one of your Montana Farm Bureau membership benefits. Learn more at mfbf.org/benefits.
You're not just a grower filling acres. You're building yield because you're a wheat grower, which means Westbred Wheat is the seed for you. Regionally proven wheat varieties, tested in your fields and conditions, bred to deliver top yield potential for those prioritizing performance. Westbred is elite wheat seed for elite wheat growers. We're bred differently, just like you. Performance may vary. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Returning back this morning, the Western Ag Network would like to extend our heartfelt condolences to the friends, family, and all who knew and worked alongside Leah Biondo. For over a decade, Leah dedicated years to advancing the mission of the U.S. Cattlemen's Association, serving as Director of Federal Policy and later as Executive Vice President. A fearless leader and passionate advocate for U.S. cattle producers, she left a lasting mark on the industry and everyone she met. Leah tragically passed away last week on July 24th while riding horses with friends in Montana, doing what she loved most. Leah was born and raised in Michigan and resided near Washington, D.C. with her husband. A memorial service will be held near Billings, Montana at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, July 29th of this week. For more details and to join us in remembering Leah Biondo, visit westernagnetwork.com. I'm Lane Nordlund.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, well, we're going to jump right into the phone lines, 406-294-0970. And then I've got some more ag headlines where that great Western Ag Network report came from. Thankfully, they now have an email newsletter to get some additional ag headlines as well. So I appreciate that, because sometimes I'll hear something, I'll be like, wait, what was that? And I want to hear it again. I want to read it again. So glad to see that the Western Ag Network has a newsletter now as well. Jesse Waters also piled on the Democrats' Generation Z event. Waters also interviewed James Carville, longtime Democrat strategist. I'll get to that. Plus, last week we talked about the great news for American beef producers, the great news for American cattlemen, as President Trump opens up the Australian market to U.S. beef. But there's another big victory President Trump delivered over the weekend now with the EU. So we'll get to all that and more. But first, your phone calls. Nancy in Roundup, great to hear from you. What's going on this morning?
Hey, good morning, Montana Talks family. And Aaron, congratulations on your son on his career in the Coast Guard.
Thank you. Yeah, we're very excited, very proud.
Okay, we got to say rest in peace to Ozzy Osbourne. His real name was John Michael Osbourne, born December 3rd, 1948. What an impact he had on the world, on the music world. He was laid to rest in Birmingham, England, his hometown, Friday. And I've been devastated. I've been listening ever since I got the word Tuesday. I've just been off and online with his family and groups and whatever. It's been amazing. A farewell to one of the greatest showmen the world has known. But I want to get into what's happening here in Musselshell County. We had... The Fish Wildlife and Parks found a poaching ring. They were connected with a lot of people in Washington State, here in Musselshell County, Bow County. They were taking our mule deer, the bucks, and elk. And it's just heartbreaking to see what's happening here to Montana, especially in my town. I just want to tell you the impact that these outsiders are having on Roundup. In the last year, we've had 1,000 new people move into Musselshell County. Our town has grown by about 300 people. They are destroying everything. Our laundromat, half of the washing machines are broken. Nothing is the same here in town, I'll tell you that right now. So all I can say is the Fish and Wildlife and Parks are to blame, too, because they were the ones that advertised in Washington State to come to Montana to hunt. So I blame them also for this, for the poaching.
Well, the concern about out-of-state hunters, yeah, something we did a show a couple years ago up in Malta, that, and that was a big concern of a lot of hunters up on the Highland as well, is that there's too many out-of-state hunters coming here, kind of tied in with our conversations about the national parks as well. Yeah, sounds like Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, though, is doing a great job investigating these because they've had some high-profile poaching cases that have led to arrests out in the western part of the state. Thing. I was just remembering, I was talking about how Charlie Kirk was guest hosting Fox and Friends weekend with Rachel Campos Duffy and crew over the weekend. And like I say, they just had some great content. Because you know how, you know, even on the weekends, it's like, even though you have great hosts, you don't have the full team of producers and the full team of every... If you've ever been behind the scenes at a TV station or a TV show, it's like there are so many people behind the scenes. Your director, your people doing the lower third graphics, the people doing the music. I mean, it's like a whole, you know... Here, we Caden's got to run the whole thing here. And so thankfully, he does such a great job. But is we don't have a whole massive team. It's basically Caden and me here in the morning. And then then of course we got some other great features, but anyway, you know, but on the weekends it's just still not the same because they don't have the whole massive crew that they would have during the week to help produce the show and all the content and everything. But man, they had Charlie Kirk there and it was just like, wow, this content is incredible. And they always have good coverage on the weekend because you get like Johnny Joey Jones in there and Rachel Campos Duffy's incredible. But the other story they were talking about, do you guys remember Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? I know you remember her, the socialist Democrat congresswoman from New York. Remember when she wore that really expensive white dress to the Met Gala, and then she painted, like, eat the rich or tax the rich, something like that on the side of this dress. Remember how phony it was when she's at this, you know, ultra elitist, very expensive Met Gala? Well, somebody gifted her that dress. Well, you're a member of Congress. There are restrictions on gifts that you can receive. I mean, I even had a friend one time. I was like, hey, man, let me buy you lunch. And he's like, well, I got to double check because, you know, the gift rolls. And it's like, you know, and it's like, oh, yeah, I was like, oh, that's right. I forgot you work for a member of Congress or whatever, right? You know, and so I was like, yeah, good. But yet AOC goes out and gets this, like, uber expensive dress and then puts tax the rich on the side of it. Anyway, I'll get to that story here coming up after this. But here's Jesse Waters. He had just interviewed James Carville. Carville was talking about, you know, how his Democrat Party is in disarray. And they were talking about the Generation Z event with the guy with the panda head on and everything.
Carville called his party a cracked out clown car. And just because you're loud doesn't mean it's a good time. The squad's on the front lawn trying to get people to look.
This is all for you.
Is that the ladies from the Bozeman No Kings thing?
The DNC chair was wrong. Now they've hit rock bottom. Wait, there's more.
Diversity, equity, and inclusion. Say the words. Say the words. Say them. Say them out loud. Say them again.
What a bunch of freaking... Say it out loud. We're going to a break. We're taking your calls. Say it out loud.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Yeah, we got the phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. I haven't even organized my stack of stuff yet, but that's all right. We got way too much to talk about that's going to get us through the 6 o'clock hour here, and then I'll take advantage of a couple of breaks to get organized for you here this morning. All right, so back to another 45 seconds or so of this soundbite from Jesse Waters' program on Fox News on Friday night. I went way back to the Friday night archives to find some of this stuff, because I wanted to see what all audio they had of Charlie Kirk on Fox and Friends Weekend Edition. And so that's how I ended up coming across this Jesse Waters. He had a hilarious montage. If you liked the montage that I played of the Democrats' Generation Z event earlier, where they were, you know, they're trying to talk to young people because they've lost young people, and they were, you know, introducing themselves with their pronouns. Yeah, you're losing young people with that. The young people are they're done with this stupid pronoun crap. That you shove the COVID crap down their throats, you shove the transgender, stuff down their throats. They're done with this crap. That was partly what Charlie Kirk was talking about with Rachel Campos Duffy over the weekend. And Jesse Waters had an even longer montage showing just the stupidity of the Democrats' Generation Z event with the guy wearing the panda hat. And then he played the video of the squad and the Democrats banging their bongo drums outside of the White House to try to get attention, and they just look even more silly. It was kind of like that No Kings protest in Bozeman, where you had like these 30 women, you know, banging their bongo drums, you know, marching in formation, marching in lockstep with this radical left-wing agenda, and they just looked silly. It just looked crazy. I mean, I'm sure there's some nice ladies in that group who, if you didn't hear their politics, you could have a perfectly nice conversation with them. But there's just something about these left-wing, you know, 60s kids that, like, they're just trying to relive what they thought were their glory days. And it's just like, what are you people doing? Anyway, here's more from Jesse Waters.
Grown women are screaming DEI and banging on pots and pans. And grown men are dressed up as furries and photoshopping their hips. The media is now asking Democrats, if you could go back in time, is there anything you'd do differently?
Do you have any second thoughts? Any second thoughts about what happened last summer or with
I don't have any second thoughts. Mm-hmm. But I do have a second thought about the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to measure mental acuity or sanity, they ought to look to their own president. Because the president of the United States, who was asked one question and answers by saying President Obama is guilty of treason, he is not of sane mind.
Nancy does not look well, which is weird because her portfolio was up 54% last year. Beat all the top hedge funds on Wall Street. Why the long face, Nance?
Yeah, why the long face? Oh, and President Trump has mental acuity issues? Really? You mean the same President Trump that just delivered a massive victory with a big trade deal with the European Union, with the EU? Sean Duffy is actually married to Rachel Campos Duffy, who I just mentioned. Sean Duffy is the Secretary of Transportation. Let me see if I can pull up the tweet. I know it's buried in my stack of stuff here. Anyway, Sean Duffy basically made the point that Donald J. Trump is just the person that America needed at the negotiation table all along. I believe this is the audio of President Trump talking about, you know, just part of this, of what a big win this EU trade deal that was just negotiated is for the United States of America.
Cars basically were not invited, were not, I don't know if the word is not allowed or just, you know, you just kept them out somehow, right? But cars will be, you know, we have some cars that do terrific business and very, we do really well with the pickup trucks, with the SUVs. We have some great things. And I think the people of Europe will have some diversification. I think that'll make them happy. So I think maybe cars would be the one that would go the biggest. And the second would be agriculture, the farmers. And we'll do it in very strict conjunction with the president and the European Union. And they're coming into, likewise, they're coming into our country with great vigor. And I think they're gonna make a lot of money with this. I think everybody is. I think it, and again, it's gonna bring a lot of unity and friendship. It's gonna work out really well.
All right, that was President Trump. I believe he had the leader of Scotland sitting next to him, where he basically conducted his own little press conference while sitting there as well, as he always does. But when it comes to this EU trade deal in particular, the White House posted this on X. This would have been last night, about 6 o'clock our time. Today, President Trump secured a huge, powerful trade deal between the U.S. and the EU. The EU will invest $600 billion in the U.S., purchase $750 billion in American energy, and open markets to the United States. Now, I think you remember early on we knew that President Trump was going to deliver a big win for American beef producers with this deal as well. Let me see if I've got a press release here from the NCBA that came in, I think, yesterday. If not, I know they'll probably crank one out today. But anyway, I did see, let me quickly scroll through my stack of stuff here, because I know our producer, Caden, got me some info printed up here talking specifically about the trade deal. Anyway, Secretary Sean Duffy, here's that tweet. It could not be clearer. President Trump is the person America needed at the negotiation table all along. The president just secured a historic trade deal between the two largest economies in the world. Thank you for championing American workers. I know Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins also weighed in particular, talking about the good things on an ag front that are included in this European Union U.S. trade deal negotiated by President Trump and his team. Okay, so let's see. Another, while he was sitting there, by the way, in the same press conference, he also trashed windmills. That was a Daily Wire story that caught my eye. President Trump, while he was there with the green-loving head of the European Union, he basically trashed windmills. This is from the DailyWire.com. Trump trashes windmills in meeting with green-loving EU head. Says, quote, "We will not allow a windmill to be built in the United States. They are killing us." I'll tell you what, if you're somebody out in the Glendive Fallon area who doesn't want those windmills to ruin your big sky landscape. You will like what President Trump had to say over the weekend.
And the other thing I say to Europe, we will not allow a windmill to be built in the United States. They're killing us. They're killing the beauty of our scenery, our valleys, our beautiful plains. And I'm not talking about airplanes. I'm talking about beautiful plains, the beautiful areas in the United States. And you look up and you see windmills all over the place. It's a horrible thing. It's the most expensive form of energy. It's no good. They're made in China, almost all of them. When they start to rust and rot in 8 years, you can't really turn them off. You can't bury them. They won't let you bury the propellers, you know, the props, because there's a certain type of fiber that doesn't go well with the land. That's what they say. The environmentalists say you can't bury them because the fiber doesn't go well with the land. In other words, if you bury it, it will harm our soil. The whole thing is a con job. It's very expensive. And in all fairness, Germany tried it, and wind doesn't work. You need subsidy for wind, and energy should not need subsidy. With energy, you make money. You don't lose money. But more important than that is it ruins the landscape. It kills the birds. They're noisy. You know, you have a certain place in the Massachusetts area that over the last 20 years had one or two whales wash ashore, and over the last short period of time, they had 18, okay? Because it's driving them loco. It's driving them crazy. Now, windmills will not come. It's not going to happen in the United States. And it's very expensive. And I would love to say, I mean, today I'm playing the best course, I think, in the world, Turnberry. Even though I own it, it's probably the best course in the world, right? And I look over the horizon and I see 9 windmills. It's like, great. At the end of the 18th, I said, isn't that a shame? What a shame. You have the same thing all over.
Yeah, anyway, yeah, you can identify with President Trump right there, can't you? You know, when you're driving across some beautiful stretch of Montana, and maybe it's at night and you see the red lights, or by day, and you're like, man, it'd be nice to look at the big sky country instead of that.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Jobless claims continue to fall for the 6th straight week in a row. You know why I like that? Because I believe in a meritocracy. I want Americans. I do believe everybody was born with a purpose. I do believe the worst thing that could happen to anybody in their life is that they have nothing to do when they open their eyes every day. And I have friends of mine that have retired and have gone back to work because they don't like retirement. I have other friends that love retirement, but they do a bunch of things that they really are passionate about and love. I think the idea that you get up every day, I think we're meant to serve other people in some capacity. We're not kings and queens on a throne.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Hey, did you hear that Florida just legalized gold and silver? Yep, my new home state, the free state of Florida, has made it legal to use gold and silver as money. Now, Governor DeSantis explained it all by saying, this is our ability to give you the financial freedom to be able to protect yourself against the declining value of the dollar. This is exactly why I partnered with a top precious metals company myself. If you want to learn more about how gold and silver can help protect your money, if you want to inform yourself, do your due diligence, reach out to my partners at GoldCo. They're a great company. I'm a customer. They've helped me out tremendously. Check them out on the web, HannityGold.com, or call, no obligation, 855-815-GOLD. Get their free 2025 gold and silver kit. You'll also learn about their unlimited bonus silver offer. That's 855-815-GOLD or HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see some sunshine into the day today, followed by a few afternoon showers and storms expected around the area, some of which could be strong, with high temperature readings up into the mid-80s. For tonight, chance for a scattered shower storm mainly early on. Then lows reach about 53 in Bozeman to about 60 in Billings. The outlook for Tuesday does call for some sunshine, and then a chance for more afternoon showers and storms. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm Paul Trombley.
Well, let's just say they did not request a flyby of the tower, but the flyby of the tower was awesome nonetheless. Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. Yeah, we're at the top floor of the Doubletree Hotel in downtown Billings. We're live on the radio, and this hot air balloon comes right next to us, feet from the tower, feet from our radio show. We captured it all on video. Check out that story, some more of the photos. And the pilot of the balloon called in as well. MontanaTalks.com.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Yeah, I want to go back to this AOC story because there's new information here as well. Because earlier when I just mentioned how Charlie Kirk with a K and Charlie Hurt with an H, like, you know, bring the pain, Charlie Hurt. He was on Fox and Friends Weekend Edition as well. But they were talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And remember the fancy, very, very, very expensive white dress that she wore to the elitist Met Gala back in New York City? And then she painted, you know, like, tax the rich on the side of it or something like that. So apparently, AOC is under official investigation in Congress right now for breaking the House rules because of the fact that she got that very, very expensive dress to wear to the Met Gala as a gift. And there are, you know, there are pretty significant rules in place with regard to gift bans. And what and how much you can and cannot receive as a gift, right? Whether it's from Americans or foreign governments or anything like that. So she is now under official congressional investigation over, you know, basically violating House rules.
Yeah, it's truly extraordinary. And it's a nice, sweet little justice there for somebody who wants to attack the rich and then hang out with the rich.
Look,
at the same time.
AOC, she's a Neiman Marxist.
Yes, that's true.
She likes to wear the Gucci, exactly, the Louis Vuitton while being amongst the working class. And isn't that the champagne socialist types? It's exactly what the Democrat Party is made out of. And honestly, that is one of the reasons why their coalition has fallen apart. They see inherent contradiction between the stated principles and the life that they live. That's why Donald Trump was so awesome. He never apologized for coming in on his plane.
No.
He wore the red tie all the time. It's like, who wants a ride on my helicopter at the Iowa State Fair? It was unapologetic Americanism versus the inauthenticity of the Democrat.
Here's the other part. Donald Trump is known for tipping out people.
Huge.
AOC didn't just break the congressional rules. She stiffed the makeup artist.
No good.
So over $400 for the makeup artist, and the makeup artist had to basically threaten to sue her and take her to, you know, small claims courts before she paid it back. Imagine this champion of the people not paying a makeup artist who traveled out to do her hair and makeup for this, you know, deluxe event. We talked about this in the makeup room. The makeup artist and the hairstylist were outraged.
Anyway, that was a great one. I forgot about that line. If I wasn't driving. So for those of you who are just tuning in earlier in the show, I was telling you how I was listening in to Charlie Kirk on Saturday morning. I was driving a carload full of kids out to the lake, and I was listening to Charlie Kirk on Fox and Friends. It was like divine intervention. It was such great content to listen to. But I love that line where he called AOC a Neiman Marxist. For those of you here in Montana who don't know, Neiman Marcus, my dad was a beer salesman in Oregon for a little while. And so Neiman Marcus is like, you know, think like Dillard's, but even more fancy, expensive, right? You know, department store. And so I remember walking through a Neiman Marcus just to, like, you know, you could never afford any of this stuff. Well, at least I couldn't. Could never afford any of this stuff, but it was just kind of fun to, you know, try on the, you know, $1,000 jacket or whatever, the $600 shoes that I wouldn't buy, but it was just kind of fun to go through it. And so anyway, that's what Neiman Marcus was. So some of you transplants know what it is, but a lot of Montanans would be like, what? He called her a Neiman Marxist. That was hilarious. And then AOC stiffed what was it, the makeup artist that got her all ready for her big fancy gala? And that goes back to the story that I opened up the 6 o'clock hour with today. Describe today's Democrat Party in one headline. And here you go from the DailyWire.com. Columbia U forced to pay off janitors who were held hostage by anti-Israel protesters. They were forced to take care of their own janitors that they allowed to be taken hostage by a bunch of anti-Semites. And AOC stiffs the makeup artist. And you wonder why the Democrat Party is not the party of the working people.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
How do airplanes fly? What's in this box? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Learn how to store your gun securely and make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.